This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Raids targeting some 2,000 undocumented immigrants to the United States were expected to be underway Sunday, as promised by the Trump administration last week. Raids were expected to focus on 9 major cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York City. In the days leading up to the raids, Democratic lawmakers and others have been informing immigrants of their rights and advising them not to open their doors for ICE agents unless the agents show a court-ordered warrant. New York City Councilmember Carlos Menchaca says activists' work helping educate immigrants on their rights has already paid off in 2 attempted raids in his neighborhood on Saturday.
The message of knowing your rights, not to open the door, not to speak to ICE agents, is working. Those were 2 unsuccessful attempts to remove people from our neighborhood. And so that's what's working, and that's what we're going to try to do the rest of this week.
Trump supporters see the raids as the fulfillment of a campaign promise to crack down on immigrants, while critics call the raids inhumane. The former British ambassador to the United States believed President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear deal was an act of what he called diplomatic vandalism against Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama. That's all according to newly leaked diplomatic cables from the diplomat Kim Derrick, who resigned last Wednesday. The Mail on Sunday published Derrick's message back to London days after he resigned and a week after the newspaper published other leaked cables. In earlier memos, the diplomat described the United States leader as inept and his administration as uniquely dysfunctional. Derrick's resignation came about after he said his posting in Washington had become untenable with the disclosure of those cables. This is VOA News. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry has weakened to a